Hello, this is James Bradley out in New Zealand. Some people call me JB. I wonder why, James Bradley. I am James Bradley, JB East and JB West. Looking at the western part of the world, out there is Jeff Brown in Normandy. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, James, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great because I don't have to do a lot of work on these next two podcasts here. And I'd like to say to the listeners, we should all be appreciative of the work of Jeff J. Brown. We can't even do this in one segment. We're talking war crimes. We're talking speeches by Putin and speeches in Shanghai that are going to change the world. And we need two segments. So let's start with the first segment, which is the happenings in Donbass. And let's turn it over to Jeff. And as I do, folks, think about all the media you've consumed recently and how you have not heard of what Jeff is going to tell you. Jeff has dug deep and he's brought this audience a lot of things that we did not know before. Startling. And now let's listen to Jeff here at the end of August. Take it away, JB West.
Thank you, James. On August 24th, just 4 days ago, today's August 28th, the Donbass People's Republic, basically the southern half of the eastern third of Ukraine, which has declared independence and which has now been, of course, recognized by Russia, Syria, Cuba, and several other countries around the world, along with Lugansk, the northern half, announced on national TV that they are going to conduct international military tribunals for war crimes in September. That's in 5 or 6 days, guys, to be held in Mariupol. Now, remember the famous Mariupol siege where the Yuki Nazis, the Ukrainian Nazis, were holed up in the Azovstal steel mill for almost 2 months and to avoid unnecessary deaths to civilians and the hundreds and hundreds of civilians that were being kept as shields by the Azov Nazis in the steel mill. They finally gave up because they ran out of food. We heard rumors in that steel mill that there were three NATO generals and 20 French special forces that were caught in the steel mill in Mariupol. So I want to read what Denis Pushilin said in his announcement on national TV. And he said, all war criminals will be brought before the tribunal. It won't just be about members of the Azov battalion, because as the investigation goes on and work continues with witnesses and victims from the liberated settlements, it turns out that crimes committed by other units, including the Ukrainian army, were no less terrible and even more cynical. This is on national TV. Azov militants are on everyone's lips, but in the past 8 years, something went seriously wrong in the heads of others too, the Donetsk leader pointed out. So, will those generals? Was it true that those NATO generals were caught when the 20 French special forces were caught? We don't know, but maybe we will find out next month. They have already chosen places actually in Mariupol where they will be holding these tribunals. We also already know, JB East and I have reported already, that three mercenaries, one Moroccan and two Brits, have already been sentenced to death in Donbass and have already been convicted and now are just sitting in jail. I think they're going to just wait and see what happens. What's so amazing, James, about this is within hours, the Department of State comes out with an official announcement. Within hours, you can just see the fear on the faces of Western Empire that these war crime trials are going to be held. It was titled "The Kremlin's Illegitimate Tribunals in Mariupol," press statement by Ned Price, department spokesperson, the same day that the Donbass made these the announcements. And so they're, of course, they're using the same, you know, big lie propaganda machine, psychological operations, so-called tribunals, telling you show trials are illegitimate and a mockery of justice. All members of the Ukraine's armed forces, including domestic and foreign volunteers incorporated into the armed forces, blah, 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 talking about, the brave and courageous Ukrainians fighting the Russians. And they talk about how Moscow is to comply with its obligations under international law. Of course, international law is Western law. Everybody else has to be under the firm grip of Western hegemony. Then on the same day, James, I mean, this all happened within 24 hours. First, Donbass announces war crimes next month, and we're talking probably in a week or two. Then the U.S. Department of State immediately comes out within hours and, you know, tries to, you know, goes, you know, puts the big lie propaganda machine into high gear, fifth gear, 5,000 RPMs, spinning that machine. And then right after the Department of State, the Russian embassy in the United States comes out with their rebuttal. Now, I want to read this because this is really amazing. Comments by the Russian embassy in the United States on the State Department's statement on the upcoming tribunal in Mariupol. One, we have taken note of another groundless of other groundless accusations against our country related to the tribunal over Ukrainian war criminals. Two, the upcoming trial is aimed to bring justice to war criminals, among which there are Nazis from the Azov Regiment. Washington is clearly afraid of making public the evidence of the inhumane acts committed by the members of this terrorist organization. Three, the International Tribunal in Mariupol can shed light on the true essence of the Kiev regime, of which the United States diligently creates a bright and heroic image. America's citizens will finally learn that in reality, their government is helping those who purposely kill and torture the Russian people of Donbass and Ukraine. Four, Russia fully complies with the Geneva Conventions and guarantees Ukrainian captives proper conditions of detention. The same cannot be said of the Kiev regime, which militants mistreated captured Russian soldiers. Finally, if the U.S. authorities have questions about what happened in Mariupol, they could discuss it with the administration of the Donetsk People's Republic. It is an independent state. End of quote. Then the next day, Zelensky, the Nazi leader of the, or at least a Nazi sympathizer for sure, who backs the Azov Yuki Nazis to the hilt, he came out and threatened the whole world. You know, he came out and said, if these trials are held, blah, 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 there will never be peace in Ukraine. Well, fine. he's a CIA case officer controlled puppet anyway, by the West anyway, so who cares? And then on August 26th, Amnesty International, which is of course nothing but a CIA chop shop, it actually was tried to actually come out and point out some of the you know, the Ukrainian Russian POWs having their testicles cut off, their fingers cut off, their hands cut off, murdered in cold blood, etc. They actually tried to come out and, you know, I mean, they are supposed to be, you know, defending, you know, human rights around the world, even though it is a deep state CIA front. And Zelensky screamed and yelled so much, and it was and that criticism was amplified, you know, by the big lie propaganda machine, that Amnesty International was forced to renounce their criticism of the Yuki Nazis. So to make up for that, you know, Amnesty comes out on the 26th warning about the Donbass trials as being a sham, and again blaming Russia, completely ignoring the fact that this is happening in Ukraine and not in Russia, targeting Russia, just like the Department of State, you know, is saying it's Russia. No, it's not Russia. It is Donbass and the People's Republics of Donbass. So, wow. In the next couple of weeks, James, we can start reporting to our fans out there across the world about the upcoming war tribunals. It's going to be really, really fascinating. Of course, everybody knows that the West has completely censored all Russian websites like RT, Sputnik. Any news sites have all been blocked. They did block for a while TASS, their news agency, kind of like the Voice of America for Russia is TASS. They were blocking the Kremlin, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, you know, Lavrov, and they were blocking the Duma. They were you know, the legislature. They were blocking all the government sites. And you have to have a VPN, you had to have a VPN to see them and RT and Sputnik and all the others. You can now get on the government sites for Russia, and that's where I'm finding all this information out. So and on RT, because, you know, you just can't find it anywhere else, and because it's totally. Censored and blotted out by the big lie propaganda machine. So James and I will continue to be doing research. We will continue to follow up on this. And then next week, we will be having our follow-up about the month of August 2022 as the month that will go down in history as one of the most important in the world in terms of global events and the future of the human race. Thank you, James.
Hey, let's leave it there, and part two is coming. This is JB East, James Bradley. Absolutely, I don't know what to say. Disgusted, my mind blown. Can't believe we're living in the times that you're describing, but we are. So I'll say goodnight from New Zealand, and thank you, JB West, for all your hard work.
Before I close out, I do want to tell all the fans out there that in our in this post on my website, I will have the hyperlinks to TASS and the Russian embassy, and I will have the one on RT about Zelensky, and so you can get all of them. But I do recommend to everybody out there to get a VPN if you really want to stay up to date. My wife and I use Kaspersky. It only costs $25, $30 a year for 5 devices. And that way you can get around the big lie propaganda machine's total blackout of all things Russia. So, but I will have these links for you provided in the text on that webpage. Thank you, James, and good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.